Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show here on this Friday night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Truth is our bitch, and as I mentioned Friday night, it's a joyous night, a blessed night, because the weekend is ahead of us, and we're very grateful for that. We're happy to be on the air with you. Margaret Gray is going to be singing for us this evening. This was a request, Margaret, from a Backstage Pass listener. The song, what was the song again?
You Only Live Twice. You Only Live Twice.
What's that about?
What is it about? It's about, I don't know what it's about. It's about, I'll tell you what it's about.
Yeah, what's it about?
I'll tell you what it's about.
What's it about?
Would you, I'm going to tell you what it's about. It is about how we have two lives.
Yeah, what's it about?
Will you shut up, bud? She's telling us what it's about.
Don't tell.
Thank you, Phil, and thank you, Robert. The song You Only Live Twice.
It's about living twice.
All right. Right out of the gate, huh?
Go! Oh, wow. Right on my nose.
Yep. That's why they call this right hand Judgment Day. What are you laughing at?
I didn't know they called your right hand Judgment Day, you know.
Bam.
Yeah, well, you ask around about it, okay? You want to laugh? Laughing boy, do you want to laugh?
Margaret.
Do you want to laugh, laughing boy? Ask around. Ask people that know me.
All right, I will. I mean...
The right hand is called Judgment Day. Or if you will, Judgment at Sunrise, I'm there.
Yeah, I said it. Well,
just be quiet. So You Only Live Twice is about what?
You only live... I was going to tell you, now I won't.
All right, I'll tell you. You Only Live Twice...
No, I'll do it. You Only Live Twice is about having two lives. One you learn with, and the other you lose...
One you live with.
I said I'd do it.
All I did was ask what's about.
Yeah, but then you go, it's about living twice. You didn't really ask anything. It's about two lives.
It's about how we all have two lives. One that we learn with and the other that we live with. So in the song, Nancy Sinatra, who made it famous, and I love Nancy. I know Nancy, and she's a dear, dear girl. Her family, a beautiful family. How do I like the way she sang it? I don't. But I've told her that to her face, and I said it with love, and...
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. I'm not.
You said to Nancy Sinatra what?
I said, Nancy, you know I love you. You know that I feel that you're very talented, and I do. And, of course, how will we ever really be able to tell future generations what your father's contribution was? A wonderful family. I said, but the way you sing that song, You Only Live Twice, is a criminal act. And I said, but I say that with love. And you know what? She looked at me. I thought I saw a tear, but she said, I need to hear this. I said, you do. She said, I know. I need to hear this. So we sat down. We decided to go back and have more lunch because we'd been having lunch over here at Nobu's over here in Malibu.
Okay.
So, don't you have a comment on that?
What?
What do you want me to say?
We had lunch at Nobu's.
Okay, so that's a Hollywood place.
Yes, it's a very exclusive place.
I wouldn't say it's exclusive. Anybody can walk in there.
Well, now you've taken, Phil, what was a Hollywood moment, and you've defecated on it, so thank you.
Easy. No, I didn't. Who cares where you had lunch? You're talking about Nancy Sinatra, and you tell her that your singing of You Only Live Twice is a criminal act.
Don't raise your voice to me, Phil. I'm trying to tell you something. You're going, yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, then what is it?
I said to her, I love you. You know that I love you. And we ordered more lunch. I said, I love you so much, we'll go ahead and we'll order another lunch, even though I was battling... A weight problem that had deposited another 10 pounds right on, all right, I'll say it, on my ass. Okay, go ahead and laugh if you want, but it was very serious for me.
I'm not laughing.
The hell you're not, because I'm looking at you going,
well, you're the one that did it.
I'm the one that did what?
You're the one that's eating so much, you got another 10 pounds on your ass, but you went ahead and you risked it because you wanted to tell Nancy Sinatra something. So you went back into Nobu. Did you guys have sushi?
Well, now, what do you think we had at Nobu's? It's a Japanese place. There's a guy going, oh, so, all that stuff. What do you think they serve?
They could serve tempura. You know, they could serve a lot of stuff.
It's a sushi place. God. So I said to her, let's get a couple of more spicy rolls, spicy tuna. I'll split a cut roll with you. And she said, all right, that sounds good. And then I said, well, but really I'd like... Well, I said, I really would like the whole roll myself. Could you get a separate one for yourself? She said, all right. And that's when I said, Nancy, I love you, but what you did to You Only Live Twice is... I'll never be able to describe it. I said, Walt Whitman said of the Civil War, future generations will never understand. I said, I'm tempted to say that about the way you, what you done, what you did, what you done to...
What you did.
What you did to, you only did it twice.
You only lived twice.
I mean, you only lived twice, yes.
So, and she remained your friend?
Of course, why would she not? Phil, it's called honesty between friends.
Okay, but I mean, you got a singer, a performer, all right?
So am I.
Okay, can you handle it if somebody said to you what you did to that song, as Whitman said of the Civil War, we'll never be able to tell future generations?
Go straight to the devil.
Where are you going, Ms. Gray?
I'm going to the bathroom because I gotta take a dump. I mean it.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. It was so unbelievably funny to me.
And what's funny about that?
Oh, come on. The drama of that. Future generations will scarcely believe what you did to that song in singing You Only Live Twice.
You know what I think is really dishonest, Phil?
I'm not going to have a conversation with you while you're sitting in the toilet, okay? So it's not going to happen. Thank you very much. And welcome to the program, folks. Another show that looks like it's limping out of the gate yet again. I can't get things going here for love or money. We did have a story to read to you about Zsa Zsa Gabor. It is kind of an interesting story. It's an interesting life. It's an interesting woman. It's an interesting legend. It's you know, there's every time you see the headline Zsa Zsa, any part of the headline says Zsa Zsa Gabor's, now what? And she's very elderly now, man. She's in her 90s, so it's got nothing to do with anything other than, apparently, she's on her last leg. They don't have any bread, man. Can you dig? I mean, see, that's this thing that just kills me. It hurts, you know, to hear people who are of advanced years, especially somebody like a Zsa Zsa Gabor. She must have made a ton of dough in her life, man, or should have. You know, she could have been her generation's Kim Kardashian, if you want, or Paris Hilton, because if nothing else, Zsa Zsa Gabor was a socialite, a party girl, and that's the role that she played, you know, in during her time as a prominent fixture in the entertainment firmament. She was an actress. I saw her in a flick. I don't think I ever saw her by accident in a movie except one time. I never intended to see any movie that Zsa Zsa Gabor was in. I mean, I did see Queen of Outer Space only because it was like an outer space movie, and I was like six, and so it looked good. It was on TV. It was a Saturday afternoon. There was nothing else on but probably Polka Parade, and I turned it on, and there was this thing, and it was cool. You know, it was outer space. And then there was another thing that she was in, which I forget, and then that was it. And then along comes that show Green Acres.
Yeah, that wasn't her, though. That was another one that was named Gabor.
Yeah, that was her sister. So the one Gabor that actually knocked it out of the park with a hit TV series was, who was it?
Gabor, man. It's not Gabor. No, it wasn't, man. It was another one.
Well, how many of them were there?
I don't know, man. You said I thought it was Zsa Zsa. No, man. Everybody knows that there is more than one Gabor.
Yeah, I know. There was, Robert. But I can't remember her name. Who? Oh, Ava Gabor. Yeah, Ava. Was that her name? Ava?
Yeah, she was married to Frank Sinatra.
Who was?
Ava Gabor.
No, Ava Gardner was. Oh, will you get out of here? I don't care. So anyway, where was I? All right, screw it, man. Well, let's take a break. Coming back, Margaret Gray with You Only Live Twice. Also, more conversation about how Nancy Sinatra... I mean, can we get to some news here, man? Isn't there anything happening, or is it all just bullcrap? Okay. By the way, the Oklahoma City Thunder have prevented the Pacers from clinching a division title with a win this evening. We'll have that and other NBA news. The Zsa Zsa Gabor story is also coming up. Apparently, she can now stay in her home. That's what I wanted to... Yeah, okay, great. There. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
I'm warming up. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm warming up, everyone. You only live twice.
famous Phil Henry Show.
And a very pleasant good evening to you, and welcome back here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray is going to be singing You Only Live Twice. More stories from her about Nancy Sinatra. We'll tell you about Zsa Zsa and her struggles. And we have Robert Greene on the line with us, though. Very quick, just a quick visit with Robert, if we can get. I think he's not there yet, right?
He's going to come on the phone in a minute. He had to take care of something in a store.
Okay, Robert Greene's going to join us here with just a very quick background on what's happening there retail-wise in his store. Is that him there? Hey, Bob, how are you?
Phil, I'm doing very well, and as well as can be expected. And thank you for taking a phone call. I realize it's a little bit on last-minute notice, but I wanted to make an announcement. I did go through David Hall.
Yeah, I got a call from David during the break.
I want to go on record now, and I couldn't be more serious in what it is that I'm going to say. Could you close the door, Jimmy? Thank you. I couldn't be more serious on what it is I'm about to say, and I want to be heard loud and clear so there's no mistaking. Nostradamus was a lying whore. Nostradamus was a lying whore. Hold on for a minute. $2.99. There you go. That's your change. Sorry, Phil, hold on. What? That's your change. Well, I don't know what you want me to say. Nostradamus, Phil, was a lying whore. $2.99. That's celery. Nostradamus, for his dirty filth, $2.99.
Wait, Bob, can you get somebody else to work the cash register?
Yeah, here. Susie, come on over here and do this, will you? Nostradamus should only, I haven't read how Nostradamus died. I hope he died from the plague. I hope he died from the bubonic plague. Phil, can you hear me? Because I can't even hear myself.
No, yeah, where are you?
I'm in my store right now. I'm still working. Turn the TV down, Jimmy, and shut the doors and get everybody away from me. I'm on the radio right now. I'm on the Phil Henry. Nostradamus should have only died from the bubonic plague. I hope he did. I hope he died painfully. I hope he died with big bruised God. I hate him.
All right, let's talk. What's at the bottom of this? What is at the center of this angst that you're feeling here about Nostradamus?
Phil, the point is, and I don't think I really need to explain it. The end of the world predictions that were made by Nostradamus, the end of the world predictions made by the Mayans, but particularly the end of the world predictions made by Nostradamus, which did not come true. If you put that all together as a mathematical equation, you can only come up with one quantity, and that is whore, as in lying, cheating, crawling, swamp-running whore. That's 60 cents, honey. Thank you very much.
Would you get off the cash register?
I'm sorry. Susie, come on back. I absentmindedly got back on the cash register. Sorry.
All right, so Nostradamus was a lying, just so I've got this right.
And you should get it right. A lying, dirty, filthy, lying, swamp-running whore. either you're laughing or you've got a very bad cough.
I got to be honest with you, it was a laugh.
Is it? Let me ask you something, Phil. Do you think that the pressures that retail people are under these days, do you think that's funny?
No, I do not think it's funny. I do not think it's funny.
Because that's what's going on, and part of it caused by the scum-sucking dog like that. That lived back in the 15th or 16th or 17th century. I don't know when this guy lived. But because this liar, and to get his kicks, because that's what I think it was going. This place is like air traffic control. Will you guys get out of here? I'm sorry, Phil. I got a lot of people in here. They want their paychecks.
Well, give them their paychecks. Don't be talking to me.
Well, no. They've got their paychecks. What do you guys want? He's got the paychecks downstairs. Yeah, Carolyn's got the paychecks downstairs. Sorry. I apologize, Phil. This guy, Nostradamus, in making these predictions of the end times, have you ever heard this phrase, the end times?
Sure.
This guy, Nostradamus, in making these predictions of the end times, essentially put so much pressure on individuals such as myself to stock up on all kinds of food and all kinds of survival gear and all kinds of, in my case, a lot of dehydrated products, dehydrated scrambled eggs and so on and so forth, right? And they had this Nostradamus on television morning, noon, and night talking about how the world's coming to an end. Well, he's a dirty, filthy liar. The world didn't come to an end. I've watched every show about this Nostradamus, and he is so full of crap his eyes are brown. Now,
well, I mean, all right, so he's full of crap, but this is a very personal thing for you.
Of course it's personal.
Well, you're saying, not only was the guy wrong, and of course some people would argue we don't yet know.
Oh, get out of here with that. We don't yet know. It was supposed to end at the turn of the 21st century. Am I right or am I wrong?
What was?
The world.
Well, there were some people said yes. Okay.
What do you mean some people? The whole damn thing was supposed to come down at the beginning of the 21st century.
Yeah, but that was about...
No. Don't give me that Y2K, because that was going to be part of the predictions that this guy, Nostradamus made. Is that right?
Well, Nostradamus predicted the end of the world. I don't know what... what time...
Oh, come on, yeah. At the 21st century. Let me tell you one other thing that I found out. When it comes to Hitler, they love to point out this Hitler thing. That is a dirty lie. Nostradamus didn't know his ass from a hole in the ground about Hitler. He never did use the word Hitler. And he never said anything about anybody coming out of Germany and doing this or that or something else. It's all stuff that was manipulated by a lot of these... And I've seen them on TV, Phil, use of these fruit balls that they've got on the History Channel, which I like to call it the Pistry Channel, P-I-N...
All right, but let's keep the language clean, Bob, please, okay?
Well, sure, we'll keep it clean, but I'm a businessman. I'm losing my shirt. I've got guys that I know in this business losing their shirt.
Well, how are you guys losing your shirts other than to say you overstocked for something that didn't take place? Because I have to tell you this.
Well, let me tell you.
Well, hold on, because you're not making much sense. If, for instance, people are making making a run on supplies because Nostradamus said the world is coming to an end, that's good for you.
Well, no, it isn't, because it's not like they're all coming in here at once. What's happening is this. On any given month, there's some doomsday cult out there that is saying that the world's coming to an end. And it all goes back to Nostradamus, and it all goes back to that lying two-bit. And this guy was a monk. Did you know that? Phil, did you know that?
Who, Nostradamus was a monk?
Yeah, he was essentially a priest.
I didn't know that. I don't know if that's true.
Well, I'm telling you right now, it's true.
He was a priest.
That's my understanding, yeah. So, the church had it. The church was up to its elbows and stuff. But here's a guy that for whatever passed for laughs in the 14th century, the 15th century, whatever passed for a good time on a Friday night in the 14th century, that's what this guy was into. And I guess what passed for a real barrel of laughs back in those days was to sit down and write some weird poem. Woo! All right.
Well, all right, but I mean, they obviously survived to the present age and have been taken very, very seriously by people.
Well, that's true. And in retrospect, I ask myself why. I ask myself, how could you read this garbage and think anything other than the guy that wrote it needs to be put in a... I'm telling you, can I get a glass of water, please? I'm losing my voice here, Phil.
All right, yeah, the guy that wrote it.
The guy that wrote it needs to be put in a rubber room. And I'm talking about that Nostradamus.
All right, I'm talking with Robert Green, by the way, from Fraser Foods. How did you get negatively impacted by the predictions of Nostradamus?
Because what Nostradamus was predicting was not the end of the world so much as it was calamity. Now, you get a good, healthy run. See, this lady in this commercial for Medicare, I forget what it is. Boy, she, for a 60-year-old woman, she's a real piece of ass. Have you seen this?
Can you watch it? We're on the air.
I'm terribly sorry.
We're on the air, Bob.
I'm terribly sorry, Phil. I didn't know that.
Yes, you did.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
You got to watch the way you're very angry and you're very animated, and I understand all of it. And whether I agree with you or not, I respect your opinion.
And I appreciate that.
But you got to remember, as you get very emotional and you do emote, I'm live on the radio.
I understand, Phil. I saw in the pre-show Jay Moore called you and you had him, and you weren't afraid of him saying bad words.
Because it was the pre-show. It was the pre-show. So Jay had called up, and I asked his permission, too, and we talked a little bit, and then we put the audio on mute. Bob, hang on for just a minute.
Well, I got a lot more I want to say here.
All right, hold on for just a minute. Bob Green with us talking about Nostradamus and what a, quote, his words, lying whore, lying swamp-running whore, Nostradamus was. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Another thing, this guy, this Nostradamus. I mean, this guy has committed crimes.
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
On the phone with me, on the phone with me is Robert Green from Fraser Foods Market. Did you want to say something?
Well, I my question is, how long are you guys going to...
Margaret, this is Robert Green. I'm sorry. I know that I'm taking up time. You were going to sing, right?
Yes, I was going to sing.
I'm telling Phil about something that I think is a little bit... I'm not saying it's more important, but I wanted to get this said to the consumers out there that we're under an awful lot of pressure because a lot of people, not necessarily the people I'm talking to tonight, but a lot of people took this guy, Nostradamus, who I wouldn't know if I fell over him in the dark. I wouldn't know who this guy is. But all of this Nostradamus, I found out that everything they're saying about this Nostradamus is a dirty, filthy lie. Nostradamus himself is a liar.
Well, what do you mean it's a lie?
Oh, wait just a second. I got to say something. How long are you two going to keep this little circle you-know-what going on?
Circle what?
This little... You're holding hands and paddling.
Margaret, we're talking on the air here. What do you mean, circle?
I didn't say the word. The two of you guys, how long are you going to be spanking each other?
All right. If you don't mind... Excuse me. If you don't mind...
See, Bud, finally you're laughing at something that ought to be laughed at.
If you don't mind, I'm talking to him right now. We'll get to you in a minute.
You two guys with your little circle...
Excuse me, I don't need that. I'm a successful businessman. I don't need to be told that I'm in the middle of a circle, okay?
Hey, let's watch the language.
Where is she?
I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere.
Excuse me, man. I would expect you to have a little more respect.
Did you call me man?
No, I said ma'am.
No, you didn't. You said man.
No, he said ma'am. All right, now that we've got all of that out of our system and we've wasted God knows how much time...
Hold on for a minute. Would you guys turn that television set down before I put my foot through it? Sorry. Thank you. Go ahead, Phil.
Okay. Nostradamus made a series of predictions. It seems to me, if you don't mind me saying, Bob, have you seen something on television?
Yes, I did. I saw something on TV here just this evening, and they're talking about how they've interpreted Nostradamus, and he said Germany, and he said the year 1999, and he said all this stuff, and it's all bull crap. B-U-L-C-A-P. Bull crap. All right?
That's not how you spell bull crap.
Well, who gives a damn, Phil? I'm trying to make a point here, okay?
All right, I understand. So you're saying that everything he said was bull crap?
Everything this guy said is horse dung. Apparently Nostradamus was... fooling around, writing poetry. As I said, this is what passed for a good time on a Friday night wherever this guy's from.
Where is he from?
Nostradamus is from where, Phil? You know.
No, I don't. I guess he's from... Was he French?
French? With a name like Nostradamus?
I don't know, man. You're the guy that was watching the show.
Well, maybe he was. I don't know. But I find it fascinating that people will say, here's what Nostradamus said. He said this, he said that, and nobody challenges it.
Well, how do you know he didn't say this? What was it that you saw?
I saw a program where they said that if you translate what this guy, Nostradamus, actually said, he doesn't say anything about Hitler, about 1999, about anything having to do with the end of the world. It's all a dirty swamp-running lie. That's why I'm saying that.
What is it that with this swamp-running lie? I don't understand that. Why are you saying that?
I'm saying it because that's what Nostradamus was. He was a liar, and once he got his lie out there, he took the money and he'd run through a swamp to get away from people. He just strikes me as that kind of a guy. He strikes me as a swamp runner.
What is a swamp runner? I'd like to know.
Bob?
Are you two kidding me? You don't know?
No, I don't know what a swamp runner is.
Nor I.
Nor you. All right, I'll tell you.
And I don't appreciate the sarcasm.
All right, a swamp runner is any guy that's willing to run through a swamp. And I only know of one kind of person that will run through a swamp. Some guy that's being paid enough. Would you run through a swamp?
If I was trying to get away from somebody.
Well, let's say you're not getting away from somebody. Let's just say you're well, yeah, okay, you're getting away from somebody, but what are you talking about? What do you mean if you're getting away from somebody?
You just asked me, would I run through a swamp? Yes, if I was trying to get away from someone.
Oh, get out of here. No, you wouldn't. You'd run through a swamp. Who are you getting away from?
Well, why would you ask me a question like that?
Well, why would you ask me? You know what, Phil? You're on your own. You and Butch there, you're on your own.
Oh, my God. Is he? Did he hang up?
Yeah.
Bob, I know you're listening, and I dare you to say that to my face any day, any time. You name the place, any time, anywhere.
All right. Okay, we done?
Well, that was the rudest thing I've ever heard.
All right, he called you Butch. Mr. Green, here's the thing. If you're having a downturn in business, that's about as bizarre an explanation for why your business is turning south as I've ever heard. Because Nostradamus told people the world is coming to an end, and it didn't come to an end, and so they've told you to stick your business up your you-know-what because they don't need it anymore. So Bob overstocks dehydrated foods. He overstocks batteries. He overstocks whatever it is you sell in a supermarket for the end times. And the world doesn't end, and calamity doesn't strike, and we just continue on with our lives, and so he's stuck with all this survival stuff, I guess.
Well, how do these other survival places do it?
They do that all the time. They make a lot of money.
Who does, the survival places?
Yeah, I mean, all they do is they advertise in a survival magazine. They advertise in a gun magazine. They advertise in the right places. And so the people that go to those survival places, that's what they want, you know.
So there's never a shortage of customers?
No, there's never a shortage of customers. Bob Green, on the other hand, that guy's got a supermarket.
Yeah, all that guy does, he's selling lettuce and celeries and the different celeries, okay? And then...
What do you mean the different celeries?
Just never mind. What?
And then... After the, you know, after the Nostradamus says what's going to happen, doesn't happen, then he's stuck with all kinds of celery.
What is it with you and celery?
That's what they order up.
All right, but the point is he's got an extra supply of food, right?
Yeah, he's got all that extra food. Nobody's going to come buy it.
Do you guys buy that what he's saying is true? Are you saying to me that you buy this, that Nostradamus is a swamp running... Is a dirty swamp running liar? Are you buying that?
Well, I mean, you gotta probably take into consideration some of that, but I wouldn't say that's his whole business.
Yeah, Bob Green, he's just he walks around. He's got one wedged all the time. Every time he comes on a show, he has one wedged up there.
Well, I would have to agree with Bud, and
I don't know anything about it.
Well, I do. I mean, come on, you've heard of Nostradamus, haven't you?
I've heard of Nostradamus. I thought that was the football team, if I'm wrong.
No, man, that's Notre Dame.
Nostradamus is not Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish?
That's who I've heard of, yeah.
No. This guy was a prophet. He was a poet, and I think the description is adequate. He was a writer. He wrote these things called quatrains, which is actually a description of the stanza of poetry that is written, and in it, with a great deal of symbolism, some people seem to think he was predicting the future. Now, I've heard other people say, I've heard the same thing, that Nostradamus didn't predict Jack. That this is all being read into what he wrote. That even the word hister, you know this word?
Yeah, that's that guy.
That's that guy, huh?
What guy?
The guy that wrote Ted's of Beverly Hills Jingle.
You stupid ass!
Wait! Hester, Eric Hester wrote that. Eric Hester's a friend of our of the show, and his sister Nikki, we know her. She just got married. Yeah, Eric Hester. Okay.
Yeah. So was he part of the Hitler family?
No, he was not. Okay. Hester, people seem to think this guy Nostradamus was talking about Hitler. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, that's it. Hitler. And that's saying that Hitler was predicted by this guy Nostradamus. In a quatrain, you know?
Where?
In a quatrain.
Yeah, but what?
Quatrain is the... All right, we're all done.
Yeah, but I don't understand.
You go and cry someplace else, okay? We're all done. Margaret Gray comes up next to sing her performance of You Only Live Twice. And Margaret, you are dedicating this to who?
Yes, I'm dedicating this to the original version of You Only Live Twice. That was, and she didn't mean to, and I love her like a sister, that was murdered by Nancy Sinatra some 27... God, I don't know. How many years ago was it now? It's been 27 years. No, 47, 57. Do you have a calculator?
It's 47 years.
It's 47 years, Phil. I can do it.
Well, you didn't, and we've got to take a break. We'll be right back. Well, actually, we were a minute early.
Yes, we're a minute early.
All right, so coming up here is the song You Only Live Twice. Now, you want to sing this song. Why?
Didn't you tell me that somebody requested it?
Yeah, someone requested it.
Robert, don't hit the mic. What?
Somebody a BSP requested it.
That's right. A BSP has requested the singing of You Only Live Twice. We also have the Zsa Zsa Gabor story coming up. Oh, I know what I've forgotten to tell you guys, of course. Online at philhenryshow.com. Philhenryshow.com is where we have our backstage pass stuff, so you can watch our video. Our video cast commenced this evening at 9:15 Pacific. And it was true. Right in the middle of our video cast, our pre-show, the phone rang, and there was Jay Moore talking to me about some ideas and this and that and something else. We let our audience in on as much as we could, and then Jay said, take me off of speaker because I have some highly confidential and classified stuff to tell you. And that's exactly what I did.
That's a jip, because the people are saying that's where they pay for it.
Well, that's just too bad, okay? Because I'm not going to put on the... I don't give a damn if we do run an uncensored... And we do run an uncensored pre-show, folks. Believe me when I tell you. But if this is about business... You know, this uncensored pre-show doesn't mean that I'm putting... Do you think I should be putting people's personal information on it?
No.
But you don't understand. There are things that you don't let people know, even if you're running an uncensored... feed.
Exactly. Okay.
Well, what? Like what?
Like whatever we don't want them to know. It could be something having to do with a personal, like an address. It could be personal information. No, it is not unlimited uncensored. It's uncensored as to language. It's uncensored. A lot of it's uncensored as to our mood, emotion, etc. But no, it's not all. Wow, uncensored. That means well. I guess I have to tell everybody how much money I make every year and where it is that guy is hiding out so that no one can kill him, okay? All right, we'll be right back. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, online at philhenryshow.com. That backstage pass, $9.99 a month, and you get over 15 years of full radio shows. Along with today's show and then the archives, you can listen to two shows a day, and you'll never be done with the archives until time ends.
Yeah, until Nostradamus comes back.
Till Nostradamus comes back, okay.
Isn't he supposed to come back, or is that... Oh, that was Jesus.
Yeah, that was Jesus. Yeah, that guy Jesus. Yeah, okay. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth
wow.
is our
well,
bitch.
Well, I'd say he wouldn't.
The Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Margaret, take it away. We're going to be listening now to Nancy Sinatra. You wanted to play this version first, correct?
Yes, I did, Phil, and I'll tell you why. As I said, I love Nancy. I want to point out, I think there's strong points here, yes. But I think overall, when you hear this song, you'll hear me sing it much better. Here is Nancy Sinatra, and You Only Live Twice. Let's listen to Nancy as she sings this classic song. Written by Jean-Paul Bluteau. I don't know who wrote it. I just...
What, are you making the name up?
Well, I don't know who wrote it, Phil. It's Jean-Paul something. Here's Nancy. Very dear girl, but the voice, it's bad.
You only live twice.
Oh!
Or so it seems.
You can hear her flatting.
One life for yourself and one for your dream.
Oh, that is painful. It hurts me.
You drift through.
I think that, you know, forgive me, Phil. I think it hurts her father, who's no longer...
All right.
Listen to that. Ted, did you hear that? Ted. All right, I can't stand it any longer. So that's Nancy. I love her dearly, and...
Did she ever sing anything that you liked?
What was that? Did you see that, bud?
Yeah, you go. Did she ever sing anything you liked?
Were you killing a flea?
I don't know why I clapped. I just clapped.
Did she ever do what?
Did she ever sing anything that you liked?
I love the song she did with the hunky cowboy, Summer Wine. I could have torn... What I could have done with that song, me and that guy Lee... What was his name? Lee Greenwood?
No, Lee Greenwood. Anyway, here comes Margaret Gray.
Yes, here is my version now of this lovely song, You Only Live Twice. Now listen to how I do it.
You're going to sing the same one Nancy Sinatra did?
Yes, that's what I'm going to do. Wow. I love the Chinese thing. You only live twice. You see what I'm doing there? Oh, so it seems. One life. Hold on for a minute. Hold on. Stop everything. Please. Stop it! What are you trying to do to me?
Margaret, I'm sorry. What happened?
It's the wrong key. That's what... I've got to start higher. You only... There, that's perfect. Hold on.
God, everybody not know.
Hold on, stop. What did you say?
Everybody not...
He's saying no one knows what it is you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad I have an interpreter along the way here in Budville. God.
I'm just saying no one not... Well...
Never mind, will you, Bud? Just go ahead and sing your song.
I love this. Do. I hope I've got to get the right key. Once I get the right key, I am dynamite. I am pure dynamite. You. Who's playing the clarinet?
I don't know.
No, that's all wrong. No, there shouldn't be a clarinet there. Stop it. Stop the music. No, I don't remember a clarinet. Get my husband on the phone, please.
Wait a minute, Margaret. Wait, how much time we got to take with this?
Get my husband on the... Pardon me for just one moment.
Okay, yeah. Hi, Frank. Margaret's on the phone. I want to know... yeah, okay. Yeah, he's there.
Frank, dear. Frank?
Yeah, what's up?
Frank, was there a clarinet in You Only Live Twice?
In the song You Only Live Twice, is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
Because there was a film.
No, in the song, was there a clarinet?
All right, but I'm just saying there could have been a clarinet in the movie.
You mean in the soundtrack?
No, there might have been, one of the principals might have been playing a clarinet, is all I'm saying.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Who am I, who's that?
It's Phil Hendry, we're on the air.
Oh, hi, hey Phil, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm better than Custard. So what do you want, Margaret?
I'll ask it again, Frank. Was there a clarinet in You Only Live Twice?
I don't remember anyone playing a clarinet.
I didn't say somebody...
Frank, we're not asking about the movie. We're asking about in the song. Do you remember... Why are we even asking this question?
Because the clarinet's throwing me off, all right? I don't remember anyone putting their mouth on a woodwind instrument, if you must know. God!
What difference does that make? You're acting nuts.
Yeah, I don't even understand that.
The two of you have got nothing to say about this.
I don't recall, Margaret. I don't remember. Anyway, I remember Woody Herman. I remember she played a clarinet. And, boy, Woody cooked. When she put her lips around that at Blue, I mean, nobody topped Frank. What the hell? What was her name again? Benny Goodman. Is that it?
No, you were saying Woody Herman.
Oh, yeah, Woody Herman and Benny Goodman, both of them were phenomenal. I remember seeing Benny Goodman before she died. I saw her, and I'll tell you who else I saw. I saw Peggy Lee before he died, and I saw the two of them together at Barnesford Gymnasium. It was a dedication of the new gym where I'd gone to high school, Barnesford, New Pennsylvania.
What's New Pennsylvania?
The state below New York. I mean New Jersey. There's Barnesford, New Jersey. And I remember this gorgeous, gorgeous woman coming out on stage, and I said, "That's him." And it was Peggy Lee. All those years later, Phil, can you imagine that?
Peggy Lee, huh? And was Peggy Lee with Benny Goodman?
Peggy Lee was with Benny Goodman, yeah. He hooked up with her, and there was a rumor that she wanted to make him her husband, she wanted to make him her wife, that was it. But her...
Okay, thank you.
That's my husband you hung up on.
I hung up on a babbling imbecile. That's who I hung up on. He, her, her, he.
You only live twice, or so it seems. One for yourself, and one for who?
We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
Well, how does it go?
Did you ever see Benny Goodman?
Phil.
The way she blew that thing was...